Final hour, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you on this Tuesday morning, live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. It is NFL trade deadline day. Quiet so far today. We'll keep you updated on the latest of that. Draymond Jones traded last night by the Titans to the Baltimore Ravens, a conditional fifth-round pick that can turn into a fourth-round pick. So we'll see what, if anything, the Titans have left in store today. The other, I guess, bigger move this morning in the NFL has been the Cincinnati Bengals trading Logan Wilson to the Dallas Cowboys in exchange for a seventh-round pick. So not much going on to this point. Still very early on NFL trade deadline day, so we'll see what happens as time moves on here. Joe, I want to talk to Titans fans, because I know that they've been through the ringer, not only this year, but really dating back a couple of years. I mean, last year, brutal to go through. We all know it. This year so far, pretty brutal to go through. And I just wonder, how has all of this impacted your interest level in the team? I mean, clearly, if you judge it by the stadium, Joe, I think it is becoming harder if you're a Titans fan to justify doling out the money that you have to dole out from parking and concessions and tickets and all these things, to head down there and spend 3 hours watching this football team. And that's why the attendance on the TV broadcast you look at, you're like, yeah, not a whole lot of people out there at Nissan Stadium. But like the day-to-day stuff, like, are you still as invested in the future of the team? Like, are you still like really wrapped up in Cam Ward in his development? Or has the stretch that they're on, which has been the worst record in the NFL over the last three seasons, has that impacted Titans fans to the point where they have either found some other things to do on Sundays, they're not quite as interested as they used to be? Where are Titans fans at on that front? Joe, how do you sense how the constant losing that has gone on around here lately has affected interest level, has affected the fan base, things of those of that nature?
Oh, I think there's definitely apathy. Yeah, it's always hard to, like, quantify. You know, apathy is a natural thing, of course. Look, some fans, there's just some fans that are way more intense and invested and loyal than others. And again, I'm not ripping anyone who is choosing to do something different with their Sundays. I'm not. Like, I completely gave up on a team and continue to be glad I did it, you know, almost 30 years ago. Sometimes you just have to do it. And also, I've been absolutely a bandwagoner. I've said it before. Detroit Tigers, when they're good, I live and die on every pitch. And then when they go bad, I just kind of like, eh, look at the score. I mean, I'm a fair weather fan. Plenty of other people are too. Some of the people who are going to answer this are not. They are the people who, again, are showing up every Sunday. And it's like they are through thick and thin to support the team. Those are the best fans, right? Again, anyone who's drifting away a little bit, I can't blame them. And I sense that. I mean, you know, again, beyond the stadium, I mean, I sense that in any way that you can, compare, like, just the conversation and, you know, just the energy and town and all that stuff now to, again, just 4 years ago when they were the number one seed in the AFC. 4 years ago, that's all it was. It's a vast difference.
Yeah, I mean, obviously losing affects that, clearly. I guess looking back on it, as far as the stadium is concerned, I was pretty surprised that the first week this year that they were home, and I know it was the Rams, but I was surprised the stadium was as empty as it was for Cam Ward, number one overall. And again, I understand, like, right now it's an absolute pain in the butt to get downtown. I know it is. Like, I'm downtown all the time going to hockey games. And with all the construction they got going on down there and the traffic, like, it's just a total pain in the butt. So I get it. I do. But I was thinking back to Marcus or Vince Young or Jake Locker. Like, there was legitimate excitement for, if not the team, at least them, right? Like, going to watch them play. And I'm not saying that there wasn't excitement for Cam Ward. I guess it just hasn't manifested itself as much as I thought that it would early in the season. And now you've gotten to the point where they're 1-8, and it's already like, well, they fired the coach, they're 1-8. You know, wake us up next year when you've hired a new coach and we'll see. So I get all that. I guess just earlier in the year, I was surprised it was as light as it was on the attendance front.
No, for sure. No, and that is, I think that's a great indicator of the apathy. And it should be concerning to the Titans. And look, I'll compare it to my experience. A big part for me was with the Detroit Lions, the hated Detroit Lions, is that I just, the ownership, I just like they will never get it right. Like, they will never get it right. And they've screwed up what should be easily by far the greatest running back career in the history of the NFL. And it gets cut short by five years more than it should have been, and et cetera, et cetera. But I put it on ownership. And I do think if you're a fan and that's the issue, is you don't have faith in the people who own the team that they're going to do the right things, that they know what they're doing, I think that makes it a lot easier to be apathetic and to be disillusioned.
Adam in Portland on the text line says, I still go to the games because I have kids that enjoy the experience, but I've never been as disconnected with the Titans as I am right now. And it's actually poured over into the rest of the NFL. The whole season kind of sucks. Very unusual for me to be bored with football personally. Matt from Camden says, I've got it on my TV, but I'm not locked in. The way things have gone over the last few years, I have no faith that this will be fixed anytime soon. So if I have something else I can do on Sunday, I will go do it. And that's kind of what I'm getting at, Joe. I wonder how many people are there with Matt. Like, you know, it's on. I'll sit down and watch it, but I'm not really overly locked into it. And if I have something better to do, where maybe in the past I wouldn't go do it, now I do. I wonder how many Titans fans are there right now.
Yeah, yeah, I think a lot more. And so, look, so some Titans fans, the ones who are sticking it out, you know, are they allowed to get mad at those people? I mean, you can't, you know, look, like, when the Titans get good again, because in this league, like, it's just like you can't help even the worst organizations.
Yeah.
You can't help, but like you'll string together a couple drafts, you'll get a quarterback who gets hot, and you'll be interesting again, you'll be good again. So then that's when the people who've been there all along look at the people come back and say, oh, now you want back in the bandwagon. But at the same time, I mean, it's more fun when you have more people in the bandwagon, right? I mean, like, there's a certain percentage of all fan bases that are just going to go – they're just going to go with how the wind blows.
Well, that's how sports work, right? Like, yeah. I mean, and the Titans, you know, the Titans don't have, like, this enormous fan base that, like, the Steelers have, or the – I don't know, name your team. Like, yeah. The Packers have.
Cowboys.
Yeah. Like, they're not that. And, you know, I remember this conversation from some Predators fans back in like 2016, 17, 18 when they were really good. It's like, wow, there sure are a whole lot of people jumping on the bandwagon now. And I'm like, yeah, that's how sports work. Like, you know, there are bandwagon fans, and that's good. I mean, that's going to happen.
Because then you grow your fan base too. Like, yeah, you're going to have some who stick with you.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure. So, like you said, I mean, I don't blame if you're a Titans fan that has particularly been spending your money and going to the stadium, and you've chosen over the last couple of years to not do that anymore. Like, it's pretty hard to blame you right now, isn't it? Like, I don't really blame those people for doing that. I just wonder, like, you know, obviously when that day comes, and it's going to come at some point, I don't know when it is. It may be a long time from now. It may be next year. I have no idea. The day is going to come again at some point where they're winning football games and they're a threat in the AFC. And you're going to look at the crowd and you're going to be like, well, the stadium's full and there's a lot of Titans fans out there and people are excited in the city again. Like, this thing goes through cycles. I have detected from Titans fans this year a lot of apathy. Like, yesterday's a perfect example, right? Like, we're in November. The calendar just flipped to November. They lost again to go to 1-8. There's usually, over the last few years, probably not been a Monday show, Joe, that we would do where we don't spend maybe all but one segment on the Tennessee Titans. And we went an hour on college football yesterday, and when we went back to the Titans, we had some people texting us like, yeah, no, please go back to college football. We'd rather talk about that. Like, yeah. I think that kind of tells you where people are right now.
Yeah.
I wonder how many people are actually rooting for the Titans to win at this point in the season. I know I'm not.
Yeah.
What's
I think
the point
a lot of people
winning?
Are looking to the draft. Yeah.
So it's like, you watch the game, but you're interested to see kind of how Cam Ward looks in the fight, right? But you don't really – I don't really find myself wanting them to win the game.
I do think – I think a lot of fans think that way, but I also think some people, once the game starts, like you
– it just kind of
happens
naturally.
It's hard to not root for them, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, like at the stadium, you still have people there, the diehards who are – you know, trying to urge them on when they're playing. But, yeah, I think a lot of people are like that too. It's like Cam Ward looked good, offense look interesting, be watchable, but also if you lose a close game, I'm not sad about it. Phil says, I don't even check the score on my phone anymore, man. Not going to change with Amy at the helm. That's Phil's down bad.
Phil is down bad. 615-737-1025, our phone number. Titans fans, how we doing? We're doing a little therapy session here. How has the poorness of this football team, not only this year, but really dating back the last couple of years, impacted your interest level? Do you still care as much? Will you care immediately again if things start to change and they're winning? A lot of thoughts on this to get to. We'll do that next. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. Taking your thoughts on the Titans, 615-737-1025. Checking on the pulse of the Titans fan base. Titans are bad this year. They've been bad for a while. Do you still care about the Titans? Has it become appointment viewing, or have you just have it on in the background and you're doing other things on your Sunday and you'll check maybe the score later, all those things. A lot of different thoughts on this on the text line. We appreciate the participation at 615-737-1025. Dennis has weighed in. Says, we knew the team was going to be bad, but the front office keeps doing things to turn the fans off. You traded Brownlee, McCreary. I watched an awful team Sunday and immediately saw a commercial telling me how exciting Titans football is and that I should buy season tickets. Here's an awful experience. Please spend a huge chunk of money so you can watch this bleep show in person all season. This from Dennis on the text line. One texter says, apathetic and mostly numb to the losing. Nothing really surprises me with the Titans anymore. I keep it on the TV, but most of the time it's on multi-view and my attention is elsewhere. Sean says, apathy exponentially worse than anger. An apathetic fan base will start to shrink permanently. Everybody at the office is clowning on how dumb we are for agreeing to this new stadium. That's not good, y'all. This is from Sean on the text line.
Yeah. Keith says it's just a good excuse to go to a bar on the Lord's Day. So,
well, there is that.
So there you go. Thank you, Keith. Yeah, I agree. Apathy is absolutely worse than anger. Anger generally precedes apathy. And, apathy has set in with people in it. You know, it's understandable. You need something to be excited about. And Cam Ward is that thing. I mean, it's interesting because right now Sam Darnold might be the MVP favorite. I mean, he's in the discussion, like strongly in the discussion for MVP, which I know, I mean, a lot of people will be like, yeah, okay, that's, you know, Seattle's 5-2. Like, let the season play out. I don't necessarily think he's going to be there at the end, but the bottom line is he's been great. They've been really good. And, you know, it's another one of those things where it's like, you know, this is something the Titans apparently had no interest in, very little interest in. They just dismissed it, didn't go after it. They went to get the number one pick. You get that sugar rush with the fan base of a number one pick quarterback, but it doesn't take long before, you know, if it's bad, if the product's bad, for people are still even tuning out on that. Like you said, Robbie, like you're not even close to having a great crowd on his debut day.
Yeah.
Whereas now, of course, you know, had they made a different decision, who knows? Sam Darnold might look terrible here in this offense with this coaching, with this supporting cast, with this offensive line, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, this is a year with the number one overall pick at quarterback. That should automatically bring some interest and excitement, and I feel like that also has been indicative of an apathetic fan base.
We have a texter that is named Amy Adams Strunk, the Skunk. Says the Titans have become a difficult team to care about because not only do they make horrible decisions, lose, and seem rudderless, but they have an arrogance about them. They're secretive. Amy Adams Skunk doesn't care about the fans, and it's obvious. They treat the fans with contempt, and that makes it all worse because I almost feel like I'm rooting against them because of the owner. This is from an unnamed texter on the text line. So Amy not very popular with Titans fans right now either.
Well, listen, and this is the thing. she can do whatever she wants to do, but when you become non-responsive and you become a complete non-entity in this time of duress, which is what she's chosen to do, I mean, this is how some people are going to react, and I don't blame them at all. And this is why it's like there's always fans who are like, oh, I don't care if the owner talks. Well, some people do, and they should. I mean, I'm sorry, but like you are asking a lot of these people. You are asking a lot of your fan. Any pro sports team these days is asking a lot of their fans. Everything's so expensive. I mean, everything's expensive, but going to an NFL game is so expensive now. And I understand the NFL's money is made with its TV deals, but it still matters. And for the owner to just hide away like this, I don't blame someone for, I mean, contempt is a strong word, but like it really is a lack of respect. It's an incredible lack of respect. No matter what all the people working for her want to try to say or do, like you can't argue otherwise.
Well, the bottom line, Joe, is, like I said earlier, when the day comes, and I don't know when it is, but when the day comes when they start to win again and they're a good team and they're, you know, potentially a threat in the AFC, a lot of fans are coming back, right? Like a lot of fans will be interested again. They'll be watching the games again, all those things. I do wonder, though, when you've been as bad as they are for at this point as long as they've been, and something you hit on all the time, not just as bad as they are, but it's just brutal most weeks to watch. Like, it's not entertaining. It's not fun. Going to the games is not all that fun. Do you lose some people permanently, right? Like, when you know, it's a dangerous game, Joe, when people start finding other things to do with their weekend and with their Sundays and just check you out. Yeah, a lot of them will come back if you start winning again. But some of them won't, right? Like, some of them won't come back. And I just, you know, everybody talks about the new stadium open up and being good by the time the new stadium opens up. They need to take a significant step forward next year before that stadium opens up. Because if they're just awful again next year and they're just bad for the fourth year in a row at that point, I mean, apathy is going to kick in majorly. Like, we're getting there now. I think it's going to be majorly kicked in if they're bad again next year. And who knows what we're talking about. Like, if they're this bad again next year or close to it, are we talking about a new quarterback at that point? Like, there's just a lot of urgency that I think the Titans need to be operating with here.
Right. I mean, it's really hard to be this bad this many years in a row in the NFL. You have to be extraordinarily incompetent to get that done. And the Titans are doing that. They're strongly on their way. I got a lot of personal text line stuff. I got Dane from Nolensville. I've watched 95% of Titans games, I would say. The last five games, I've turned my gaze before the fourth quarter. The Amy thing, texture says, that's the reason I didn't re-up after 26 years as a founder. So you do potentially lose people. Someone else asking you, what is the attendance looking like at Pred? Seems like a lot of empties there as well. Are both teams in kind of similar spots, even though different circumstances?
Last night was actually better than I thought. It was a Monday night game against Vancouver that started late. Like, it was basically a 7:40 puck drop last night. So it was actually pretty good last night. But there have been a couple of times this year where it has been as light inside Bridgestone as I can remember in a long time.
Yeah. It's tough times in the pro sports scene. Other than Nashville, let's see. Here in Nashville. Jeremy Clarksville says, Amy was president just enough to fleece taxpayers out of billions, then gave us a crappy product and disappeared. You know, again, like, I mean, when the product's bad, everybody's going to be mad about everything, okay?
Yeah.
And look, again, this is the most public money, and when that happens, you cannot do what she's done, which is to just turtle. You can't do it, and it's unacceptable. It needs to be called out every opportunity it can be called out. I'd also say, like, we're tax players fleeced out of billions. I do think that the deal, the way it is tied to tourism, makes sense. And I think it's going to be a good deal for the city beyond the Titans. You know, but I get it. Like, people are mad about everything right now, so they can be mad about that too.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts on the Titans front to get to. We will keep you up to date with the latest on the NFL trade deadline as well. All that ahead. Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Ian Safar here with you. NFL trade deadline day. Quiet start to the morning. Titans traded Draymond Jones yesterday for a conditional fifth rounder to the Baltimore Ravens. Logan Wilson, the linebacker from Cincinnati, has been dealt from the Bengals to the Cowboys this morning in exchange for a seventh round pick. And so far, that's all we've seen on deadline day today. I'm sure more moves were coming as the morning and afternoon goes on, but so far a quiet start on the NFL trade deadline day front. So we'll keep you up to date on the latest, all that. A lot of Titans fans weighing in to the conversation we're having about the state of the franchise right now, how apathetic is the fan base. Joe, one texter says, I'd have a lot more respect for Amy if she wasn't hiding from the mess and mistakes. Mistakes are forgivable, but she's basically sticking her middle finger up to the fan base by outsourcing her responsibilities to Brinker. When the Titans start winning again and she comes out of hiding, I hope you guys will call it out then too. I don't think that we'll be alone in calling that out at that point, Joe.
No. And again, I think the only Titans fans, I have a ton of respect for Titans fans who are hanging in there. I do. Ton of respect. And I have no ill will toward any of these Titans fans who are telling us that they're basically having it on in the background, if that, on a Sunday. The only Titans fans that I think I really am mad at are the people who bitching about Amy. I mean, like, this is absolutely inexcusable. And you, it's fine if you want to say, I don't care what she says. That's fine. You don't have to care what she says or whether she talks. You should be able to recognize how just utterly disrespectful that is. And unacceptable, given, again, these franchises, this league, and again, it's you start with the TV deal, but these are incredibly lucrative business investments, okay?
I mean, yeah.
And again, the stadium here, getting that through, that's a big win for her. That's a big win for her team. It's also, to me, intensifies the fact that, like, she has to be out front and answering for this team. And I'm still, you know, I've asked this before. I do need to, like, at some point look around the league, because I know some people will say, well, what about this owner or that owner? Or some people are like, well, I don't want another Jerry Jones. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm still, even Tepper in Carolina, he may be just unhinged and go out and, you know, whatever, go to a bar, get whatever he does. He still speaks. He has press conferences. He makes himself available when things happen and they fire people. Find me the other owners in this league who are complete, 100% at this point, non-entities publicly, who won't even put their name on a press release. Find me the other. If there's others, then let's go ahead and let's figure out exactly who does that. I'm willing to bet it's a very short list.
Joe, I need your verdict here on whether or not we should formally apologize to this person. One texter says, became a big Titans fan because of my long commute for work while listening to y'all's show. I'm excited for the Titans to be good because it'll make the wins even better. Might be tough, but tighten up. We have caused someone to be a Titans fan. Should we formally apologize?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Hey, I didn't know. I've told the story of doing everything I could to make one of my kids a Titans fan so he would not have to live a life of Lions fandom, you know?
Yeah.
And that's completely backfired. I mean, it just happens that they both flip-flopped and changed places in the last 4 years. But yeah, sorry about that.
Let's head to the phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. Welcome in Trey to the program. Trey, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, guys. Hey.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that it's pretty disgusting that over the last 2 years, we only have gotten, like, what, one presser from Amy, and that's when she was talking to, I forgot the lady from that does all that. But it's a shame that how she's leaving the fans in the dark on what they're doing. And it's a shame that Brinker and Bergonzi have to sit there in these presses and lie to us as fans on what they're doing. Hell, I don't even know if they even know what they're doing. You know, and it's a travesty that we have to go through this every Sunday and watch this product, which is close to being close to $500 million out there on the field, and we have to deal with this crap. They don't know what they're doing, and it's destroying everything about what we're trying to do here. In that stadium, I hope nobody shows up because she's not showing up for us. And y'all have a good day. Thank you.
Thank you, Trey. Appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, we've talked about the stadium part of this, you know, beyond the taxpayer stuff. But, like, you know, they say, and Kuharski's talked about this on our show, that stadium sales are going well. And, you know, that's the thing, though, Joe. It's not just about the Titans when you're buying the stadium stuff. It's like, well, is there a Super Bowl that's going to be coming? And I know that's a little bit less accessible for the average fan. But college football playoff, concerts, those type of things. So it's, you know, that is the benefit of the stadium in addition to the Titans. It's just all the different stuff that will be there. So, I mean, it sounds like things are going well on that front, which I know just really surprises people when we say that.
Yeah, I have to thank you, Trey, by the way, for your comment there. People are mad at Trey. People instantly mad at Trey.
They sure are.
Robbie. Chip from Mount Juliet, no. He says, bad take, Joe. Amy's destroyed a bunch of fan base. Fans can choose how to respond. No respect for fans because they don't like her actions? No, that's not what I said, Chip. I'm saying you totally misunderstood my comment. If I'm saying, as a Titans fan, if you think it's irrelevant that Amy's a non-entity, then that's the only person that I'm mad at because I just don't think it's irrelevant at all.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
like, poor Trey.
Look, yeah, Trey is catching some strays on the text line right now. Although I will say, like, when you call in and say you don't watch, that's a, you know,
well,
stuff.
If you listen,
I'm just saying, that's what he's getting torched on the text line.
Most
right
of
now.
My Detroit Tigers fandom was based on listening to Ernie Hardwell's descriptions of the Tigers. You know, he couldn't watch all the games back then.
That's true.
Also, I hope, Trey, along with not watching the team, you don't read the comments. So just trust us.
Glad you don't have access to the text line right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the Amy part of this, it's almost to the point where I'm tired of talking about it because it just kind of is what it is at this point.
Yeah.
But I think you're seeing from Titans fans that, like, if you're a Titans fan out there that just doesn't understand why it gets brought up all the time, clearly it's a big deal. I mean, our text line right now is just loaded with people ripping Amy. And some of it's about how bad they are, but a lot of it's the combination of how bad they are and how they just feel disrespected. And it's hard to blame Titans fans that way.
Exactly. I mean, it makes me mad, you know, because, again, there's plenty of bad owners in sports. I really don't think there are many who just completely disappear like this. I don't. And I, like I said, I keep threatening this, and then I don't actually do it. But I am going to, like, look around, like the NFL, and try to see the most reclusive owners. But the thing is, there are some owners who are consistently reclusive and out of the public eye, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I still don't like that, but that's one thing. When you're a front runner like Amy and you were all over everything when things were going well and now you're doing this, to me that makes it way worse. So you're not being consistent.
Let's go tailgate. I'll see you at the tailgate, guys.
Yeah, I mean, my gosh. She hit every single Titans fan tailgate before that AFC Championship game in Kansas City, which is awesome. That's great. But you can't go from that. And I'm not saying then you're going to be like a constant presence in this time of duress, but you can't be a non-entity. And again, that is the definition of a front runner, right? Whereas, yeah, at least, again, other owners who may never, they just delegate to their people. If you do that in good and bad times, again, I don't like it, but there's certainly a higher level of respect for that than for what Amy has done.
Ted, back to our phone line. Welcome in Teddy to the program. Teddy, good morning. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
Okay, great. Yeah, so, man, you know, this whole season, man, I've been watching this team, and sometimes I tell myself, well, I'm definitely not watching them this week. It's over. But then come Sunday, I'm right behind the TV watching this team. And what I'm starting to think is, you know, Amy not being around, we understand that. But if you're not going to be around, let the people that you assigned to do the job without you interfering. But if you're going to interfere, then we need you Sunday in some of these press boxes. Like, we see other owners in these press boxes. We just don't want to see you when everything is good and all smiley. No, we want to see you when it's ugly because we are spending our money to come to this game. We want to see that you are with us. And I think that's the biggest thing right now, not knowing what ownership is doing. And, you know, Brinker seems like he's all over the place. And I do believe in Borgonzi, but time will tell, right? But overall, man, I just think that right now, as a Titans, well, not even a fan, as a supporter, because a fan gives you their reaction every Sunday or based off how the season goes. But a supporter is like, what is the plan? Is this what we are doing? Okay, fine. I know the plan, and I'm sticking to it, and I'm trusting the organization to be better. So right now, what I'll say is I believe – come 2027 when the new stadium is open, we will have a competitive team to go in there. But now our fingers are just crossed and just hope Borgonzi cooks well and everything comes along well. You guys have a wonderful one and great calling in.
Thank you, Teddy. Appreciate it. We'll take more of your thoughts, 615-737-1025. Final thoughts on all of this. What do we want to see from the Titans as NFL trade deadline day is upon us? All that coming up, Robbie and Rex Row, 1025 The Game. Final segment of the day, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025 The Game. It's NFL trade deadline day. Joe, we've seen the Titans make one move, at least at the deadline, with Draymond Jones going to the Baltimore Ravens for a conditional fifth. What more do you think could be on the table? What more would you like to see from the Tennessee Titans today?
Are you asking me?
I am asking you.
I thought you were just asking rhetorically.
No.
Yeah, you know, I think anything that can bring you a fourth or better is worth. Again, not that it's a problem if you move another guy or two on defense, you know, a key or something like that for a six. I mean, okay. But if you're Green Bay Packers are feeling desperate at tight end and feel like they need someone that can really be a factor in the passing game at tight end, and they want to, you know, give like a fourth.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be a third.
Yeah, it's not going to be a third. Like a fifth just doesn't, you know, I'd probably just hold on to Chig if it's going to be a fifth, you know? But a fourth is interesting there, and, you know, obviously the Jeff Simmons thing, it seems dead, but you just never know if somebody today decides, you know what, let's make a big push for it and see what we can do. But Karski did put out there last night, you know, it sounds like maybe there's expectation in the building that they may be done.
Yeah, well, and again, we'll see. If anybody calls with an offer today that the Titans can't refuse, but we knew this heading into this, like there's a limited amount of guys that I think people are going to be interested in around the league when it comes to the Titans, and maybe some that they are, the Titans would be better off holding on to. So we'll see what that looks like as they move forward here. You know, offensively, does anything change? Like, does anyone call on Ridley? Do they give anywhere near a good enough offer where you consider moving Ridley? Is the fact that Ridley's been hurt just a total non-starter for all these people? I don't know, is Tony Pollard somebody interested in him? I kind of have my doubts about that. But, you know, offensively, Chig kind of seems like the most likely one. By the way, I totally forgot about this, but, you know, Josh Wiley is on the Packers practice squad, so maybe a Wiley-Chig reunion.
Oh, wow. Yeah, there you go. Or maybe it's just time for Josh Wiley to let Josh Wiley cook.
Yeah,
potentially. One texter did bring up the Preds, which you answered on the text line. Yeah, what about the Preds? They don't talk. We've talked about that in the past, right? For sure. Yeah. And before Bill Haslam stepped in about how that when things were, you know, there was nobody, you know, speaking for ownership, really. I mean, they had Sean Henry speaking for ownership, which, again, it's the same kind of idea of, you know, Chad Brinker speaking for Amy. At some point, like the people, but it's also a different ownership situation, or at least it has been. But, yeah, I mean, I think moving forward, I think that's a fair expectation. Also, I mean, I'm benefit of the doubt for me. I think that he will be – I mean, he has done that some, and it's not like he's just do, it's not like it's been great since he took over, right?
Yeah. No, I'm very interested to see how that goes. I mean, the sense I get is Haslam's not going to talk all that much and that he's going to let Sean Henry handle most of that. Will he talk at all? I don't know. Like, we'll see what that looks like as time goes on here, but he has not done that much to this point. Joe, a couple of names keep an eye on today around the league. Trey Hendrickson in Cincinnati. Does he get moved at any point this year? You know, Charles Robinson was with us last week and talked about how it just kind of feels like he's not going to end up back in Cincinnati after this year. And then another one that's interesting is Minka Fitzpatrick with the Dolphins. Apparently, you know, Jordan Schultz put this out there last night. A lot of interest from teams around the league. They've already traded Jalen Phillips. What could that look like in Miami? And we know that there's probably a coaching change coming at the end of the year. So could Minka Fitzpatrick be on the move again? Couple big names there.
Yeah, lots of teams. I mean, most teams could use, some desperately could use, and even good teams, a pass rusher.
Yeah.
Minka's, I'm trying to think of like what would be a, like who would be, you know, a big suitor for Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean
he's Baltimore's good, trading good for everybody. Just
that's
go put
true.
Him back there.
Put him and Kyle Hamilton back there.
Yeah.
That's not bad. Yeah.
Just Baltimore.
Get Arden Key. Get Jeff Simmons.
Yeah, get Arden Key. Get everybody back there. Baltimore goes all in at 3-5.
I mean, they got likely, they got Andrews. How about Chig?
Yeah. We will keep you up to date all day long here on 102.5 The Game on the NFL trading deadline. That's going to do it for us today on the program. Next Man Up is coming up next. You're listening to 102.5 The Game.